almost maybe baseball season, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, so they came out with the 2020 schedule yesterday. It looks like the Phils are going to be opening against the Miami Marlins the end of this month. The July 24th is the date. That'll be at Citizens Bank Park. They're going to do 60 games. That's what's on the docket right now. Mm-hmm. Although we still keep hearing of people on the teams that are testing positive for coronavirus. So they have to keep leaving.
It's kind of fun. Well, and I know one of the Phillies that tested positive, he just like talked about it a lot the last day or so, Scott Kingery, he had a month-long battle with it. So he's just getting back. So it's not just, so I know we've got this, like, what is it, 2 week quarantine still? But I mean, if you get hit with it and you're a player, I mean, that's like, it's half the season.
That 2 week quarantine isn't like in 2 weeks you're going to be better. It's you've got 2 weeks to figure out whether or not you have it. So once you're diagnosed, forget it. You can't, like, you have to wait a long time before that leaves your system, right? But there's coaches and trainers and all sorts of people that are associated with the teams that have had to depart their positions right. in training and getting ready for the season because they're testing positive.
And it is funny as far as the Phillies go. Because, you know, I think was it July 1st or something, players are allowed to start practicing again at the facilities. Mm-hmm. All I ever see, and maybe it's just because he's the most recognizable, I think Bryce Harper is the only major league player who has not tested positive because he's working out every day. But he's the only one I ever see.
So is it, I mean, does he have some superhuman strength, perhaps?
It might be the hair. I mean, he's got a lot of hair. That could be the secret.
He does have a lot of hair. I would think that would draw it, though, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's because his guns are always out. So, you know, coronavirus stays away. Yeah,
it could
if you work out a lot.
My other question about the quarantining, because you, of course, just came back from Florida, which is why you're broadcasting live from home for 2 weeks. So you said that they open up at home here in Philly against the Marlins on the 24th. So if coming from Florida to Pennsylvania, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, that would mean the Marlins would have to leave like now, right? Because in 2 weeks, it'll be the 22nd.
Right. I mean, they're just putting I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, but if they actually plan on doing this, then they must already have the team in quarantine and they have to keep them that way throughout the 60-game season. Each team must just be huddled together as they travel as a group, because once you leave, you're susceptible to all the germs.
Right. Yeah. Boy,
and then you're just going to bring them back in.
It makes you hope they all get along. Have you ever worked somewhere? I'm sure not here with me and Donnie, Andy. You ever worked somewhere where you just couldn't stand the people you worked with? Could you imagine being quarantined with people 24 hours a day for months?
And plus, these are professional athletes. So these are guys that, you know, I'm not saying that they all have tempers and stuff, but they all you know what I mean? Like, these are guys who are they're elite athletes.
Yeah.
They're the best of the best, which is how they got to where they are. So there's kind of a level of hierarchy in there too.
Right,
you know
what
I mean? Like, they're used to, so I don't know.
That's
going to be a whole thing. I can't imagine that this is going to last very long, because you're right. I mean, if just moving from state to state, you need to be quarantined. How are you supposed to do that and continually move around the country?
Yeah.
All right, but they're saying, like, but the Phillies are only going to play on the East Coast. Oh, okay, that makes it better. What, there's only two states here? No, there's still a lot of states here. But this whole thing got me thinking and reminiscing a little bit about, like, when I was little and going to my first baseball game ever. Right? Is Donnie in there? Because I know his was at the vet.
Yes.
Donnie, tell us your story. Because your experience was at the vet. And I'll bet so many people can relate to this, whether their first sporting event was to see the Phils or the Eagles. I mean, there's nothing like being at Veterans Stadium when you're a little kid, right?
No, it was phenomenal. And it was the year right after the Phillies went to the World Series in 93. So I went to the 94 season with my grandfather. Business person special game, which is like $10 tickets or something like that. And so it was a Thursday, and as we're going to our seats, we're going really high in Veterans Stadium, and I didn't know much about anything, you know, and it was called the 700 level. And if people don't know the 700 level, it's very rowdy and crazy and a lot of drinking and stuff. So my grandfather goes, hey, whatever you see up here that's happening around you, just don't tell your mother. And I said, and I was always so confused. But what I saw, I just remember a lot of drinking, a lot of yelling, a lot of cursing, and I thought it was amazing. And I just fell in love with Veterans Stadium.
That's so funny.
That's great. The whole don't tell your mother line.
Yeah, I was 9.
That's fantastic. Andy, what was it for you?
Mine was, so I grew up in northeastern Pennsylvania, and the team, you know, you think that everybody up there would be Eagles and Phillies fans, but they're not. They're kind of fans of people all of teams all over the country. So my dad was a big Yankees fan, and I got to go to a Yankees game with him. And I remember we went because my Uncle Ted, my dad's brother, was a coach of a Little League team, and he was taking his team on a bus to see the Yankees. So we got to jump on board with them, and there was a boy that I had a huge crush on that was on that bus. Ooh. But I was with my dad, so you know, that was pretty cool. But I remember we got to see the Yankees, and this was in the 80s, and I'll never forget Dave Winfield.
Oh,
I mean, you know, to see him in action, Hall of Famer. At the time, I didn't realize what a big deal it was, because to me, all those players were a huge deal.
Sure.
Ricky Henderson was on that team. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, it was amazing. I remember the ride up there and sitting with my dad and just being so proud to be with him and being at the game and you know, eating a hot dog. And just that whole experience was so, it was cool. And I'm the youngest in my family, and my sisters didn't get to go. So that was a real special bonding moment that I had with my dad. Yeah, it was really cool.
That's fantastic.
How about you, Dave?
For me, well, I grew up in Chicago, and we went to me and my parents and my sister went to a Chicago Bears game. It was preseason because, of course, the tickets are cheaper and no one goes.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, it's a lot easier to get there. And I remember there's a big brawl on the field with the players. There's like a late hit, so a brawl erupted. So then people in the stands started fighting.
Oh, my gosh.
And my parents swore at that moment they would never go to a pro football game again. And they never did. You know, I've gone to 100 since with friends and everybody, but my parents never went. So,
but, you know, regardless of whether you had a great time or just a super, you know, memorable experience like Dave did, there's just something so special about that first game. We would love to hear your stories this morning. 215-263-6700.
When your morning is rough and you need a good swift kick in the pants to get you going,
somebody help me wake up.
The Andy Summer Show has got your back.
Cool.
Mornings on 92.5 XTU.
Good morning. It is the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. We're talking about your very first pro sports experience. Linda, what was it for you?
I remember getting free tickets after buying my house at an American Appliance store. And we went with my best friend from college, Lisa. And very first game, Phillies game at Vet Stadium. And sat there. It was the hottest night in July. And we went for 20-plus innings.
Oh, my
gosh. Over and over again. I was like, what happens when you get past the 9th and 10th inning and there's no more space for the scores, you know?
Right.
But we sat there, I mean, well into the wee hours of the morning, and it was, I'm not kidding, it was over 100 degrees on the field, but I wouldn't leave until the last pitch was thrown.
So was this was back in 93, right?
Yes, it was. It was 27 years ago, so absolutely.
So it's interesting because I just Googled it, right? Phillies 20 inning game. And this first story that popped up is from NBC Sports, and it says, 1993 season will always hold a special place in the hearts of Phillies fans. The Dude, Dutch, Crucker, Wild Thing took us on the magical ride all summer, but that 20-inning game, that win versus the Dodgers, was the best game I ever saw live.
It was amazing. And what was better about it is it started a long series of special things with my best friend from college. Like I said, she was a real sports nut. And every time we would go to any major league game or anything, when it was my first, guaranteed overtime. Guaranteed overtime.
So if somebody That's wanted so to make great. Sure they didn't have to go to work tomorrow, you're the one to bring to the game.
Well, yeah, but I still went.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so much fun. What a great memory. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
No worries. Thanks a lot. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you, Linda. So what is your first sports memory? Let us know. 215-263-6700. Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with the Philly season maybe starting in a couple of weeks. We've been talking about going to games. Andy, you have a great story going to a Yankees game with your dad. Donnie went to a Phillies game back at the Vet. I went to a Bears game back when I was a little kid. So, Melissa, what is your first pro sports event?
So we went to the NFC East Championship game with the Vikings and the Eagles.
Okay, what made that game special for you?
We're big Eagles fans, and I've never been to a professional game. We usually just go and tailgate. So I entered my son, he was part of the kids club, into a contest, and he actually won the ticket, but he was only five. I did not want to take a five-year-old. So me and my fiance went, and it was just incredible. My fiance's parents are big Eagles fans, and they passed away a couple years ago. So it was like, it was just a perfect. It was amazing.
So hang on a minute. This was the game that got the Eagles into the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Score of that game, Eagles 38, Vikings 7. What was it like? Bring us back to that day when you realized the Eagles are going to the flipping Super Bowl.
It was, I can't even describe the atmosphere. It was just everybody, it was loud. It was just, everybody was crying and everyone was just, it was crazy. It was incredible.
I swear that brings out more emotion than anything else that can happen for men, right? I mean, well, especially
right?
Women, we're emotional beings. But to see an entire right. stadium, because I remember being at a game when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl the prior time. So, you know, my sister and I went to all of the playoff games and stuff. And I remember being there in the stadium realizing that they were going to the that we
did
were
it.
Going to the Super Bowl and just holding on to her and weeping. We cried so we couldn't leave. No one even wanted to leave. Like, we all just stayed in the stadium and we were just one. You're just one with the people. It's the most amazing thing.
It was great. It was great. And they stayed afterwards. Everyone was on the field, like all the players. And it was like, we didn't even leave for a good hour after the game was over. It was just, you know, and I went with intentions that we weren't going to win, but it was going to be a good game. So it was great.
That's awesome.
So, Melissa, because that was your first game, did the Eagles give you lifetime season tickets because you brought them good luck?
They should have.
That's awesome. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Wake up. Wake up. The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. every morning. 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.